Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Talk. This is the latest in a disturbing trend of illegal migrant truckers getting into deadly wrecks. That includes fatal crashes in Florida and California. New data from a DOT review says that 44% of U.S. trucking schools do not comply with government rules.
So when you hear reports like this, where you are finding out it's rampant, and it's always from the usual suspects, especially these blue states. Of course, me living across the Mississippi River in the state of Illinois, I'm wondering how safe are the roads in the state of Illinois. But we're finding out right now that in Minnesota, there are an enormous amount of CDLs that have been provided to people who are not qualified to be on the road with you. My son, he's 15. He's going to be 16 the day after Christmas. How do I put my kid on the road with these crazy people who have not met the needs to be safe drivers where, you know, we put our loved ones out there to drive every single day? We've seen the car accidents on repeat. They're horrific. And we're getting to the bottom of it here with Mary Margaret Olihan, White House correspondent for The Daily Wire on X at Mary Marg Olihan. Mary Margaret, thank you for being with us today. It's good to have you.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Of course. I want to ask you, you have a great piece on this at dailywire.com talking about what Sean Duffy's efforts are in Minnesota. There's a lot of talk right now surrounding what's going on in Minnesota, but I want to make sure we get to this because your article at thedailywire.com is a great one regarding these illegal licenses. Tell me about what Sean Duffy is doing as the Secretary of Transportation to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, so this is super interesting. His Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, they did an audit. Then that audit found that one-third of Minnesota's non-domiciled commercial driver's licenses, so those CDLs, were issued illegally. The transportation told us that first earlier this week, but they also told us that they were giving Minnesota an ultimatum. They can either revoke those illegally issued driver's licenses, or they could face losing over $30 million in federal highway funding. And so they sent a letter to Tim Walz and his administration in Minnesota earlier this week, letting him know of that fact. And I've been asking to hear from Tim Walz and his team and find out whether they're going to comply with that, what they think of it, whether they have any arguments from it. We haven't actually gotten any answer back from Tim Walz, but Duffy has been very clear, you know, saying this is not something that they get to choose on. He told me our audit exposes yet another example of foreigners taking advantage of Minnesota's services. They failed to follow the law, and that stops now. So he's pretty serious about this, and he doesn't seem to be planning on backing down.
Yeah, it's good to see the resolve here on so many different fronts from the administration. Just curious, covering the White House, were you in the cabinet meeting press pool yesterday?
I was not. No, okay. I'm about to be heading in there for the next Oval Office meeting soon, but I was not in yesterday.
We watch these things. I have to make kind of in the moment decisions like, do we cover this live? Do we go to it? I just want to know, what is it like if you're going into the room like that? Do you have no idea how long these things are going to last?
Oh, no, you have no idea whatsoever. And I mean, look, I'm about to head into the Oval Office with the president and the rest of the White House press pool around 2:30. And you really don't know what to expect. You don't know which administration officials are going to be in there, whether you're going to get a question from the president. Sometimes he only likes to talk about the topic at hand. If you ask about something else, he might be annoyed and refer back to the topic. So it's always kind of a toss-up.
Yeah.
And, you got to go in there prepared and knowing what you're going to ask about.
Yeah, it's impressive to watch the president maintain so much face time with the press, of which, you know, on any given day, he'll talk about the fake news press. But he's also complimented the press in his second term so far, saying it's been a little bit nicer than the previous time before. But the amount of topics that he's able to cover at any given time, if he, you know, is going to have something about fuel regulations that they're pulling back here in a little bit, he can jump to talk about other things like this, these unlawful licenses offered to these drivers, these CDLs in Minnesota. You know, the one of the things that kind of ties everything together with what this administration has been focused on with immigration is the licenses. You have this in your report on the dailywire.com about how these licenses that were issued to these drivers were valid much longer than their actual legal presence existed in the country. How do they reconcile that?
Yeah, so this is something that Duffy is asking Tim Walz and his team, because their audit shows that there was very little oversight into the way that these licenses were given out. I mean, based on what we are seeing, it seems like they were just given out willy-nilly to people that should not necessarily have had them. And so that's part of what this audit is looking for, and what Duffy is now requiring is that Minnesota implement a much stricter process and a much more thorough process before they give out these licenses, since we know this can have really fatal and serious repercussions for the public. But look, this is something that Duffy's looking into all over the country. I was talking to the Transportation Department about this earlier this week. They're going to a lot of blue cities. They're doing a lot of reviews like this. They don't want any more of these fatalities, any more unsafe drivers on the road. And they're really pushing this in accord with the president's executive order, saying that, you know, truck drivers need to be able to speak English. They need to be able to read our traffic signs. Just a lot of common sense measures that I think most Americans would have hoped we already had. But
yeah.
We did not until the most recent administration.
Well, this is one big story coming out of Minnesota. Another one is Tim Walz, the governor there, of course, the failed vice presidential candidate from the last election, being wrapped up in this fraudulent, these dollars, to the billions of dollars that were taken in from the taxpayer dollars, and then some of them finding their way all the way back to Al-Shabaab, which is an Al-Qaeda-connected organization, some sort of very nefarious Somali connection. Where do you see this story going? We hear about Governor Tim Walz being wrapped up into this, but it seems like it's bigger than Tim Walz potentially. How do you feel this story is going to grow, shrink, fade away? What do you think?
I do not think it's going to go away. And I think one big reason for this is that Tim Walz has long been an opponent of Trump. Obviously, he literally was an opponent of him during the last election, for however briefly. And Tim Walz frequently likes to make himself the center of attention when it comes to opposing the president. And so now we have a situation where he literally has this welfare fraud situation on his hands. He's got multiple targets on his back when it comes to this issue, and he's not making things any easier for himself. So I would not expect to see this go away. I think this is probably something that will come up when we talk to the president today. It came up yesterday. My friend Reagan Reese at the Daily Caller was asking the president about it. And even the Washington Post, I believe, was taking issue with how Walz responded to this fraud scandal, and saying that, look, you need to take responsibility for this. And that's coming from the Washington Post, which I would argue is one of the most easygoing and forgiving of legacy media outlets when it comes to Democrat scandals.
I think that's a very fair assessment on your part. We're speaking with Mary Margaret Olihan, who is the White House correspondent for the Daily Wire. You can read her reports at dailywire.com. I want to ask you a little bit about, talking about this a little bit earlier on my show, I'm annoyed by the press who is really pushing the question on Donald Trump's mental health. And it's not because I think the question, or his physical health, mental health, whatever. I don't think that the question is unfair, but I just feel there's a large portion of our media that just they get 4 years of not being able to ask that question because they took the last 4 years off. I want to impose these 4 years. That is a question that they don't get to ask. You see the president, you report on the president, you're in the presence, you're going to be in the Oval Office with him here shortly. Give us your assessment on his ability to maintain the rigors of the job.
I mean, it's just absurd when you look at how the last administration was treated by these White House reporters, many of whom are my colleagues now. It's very frustrating to see that a lot of them are ready to and excited to try and say that President Trump isn't fit when they literally were covering up for President Biden and his mental acuity, his failing mental acuity, for many, many years. So now we have a president who we speak to many times a day. There are days when we will get called in to the Oval Office or to wherever the president is multiple times in one day. I was talking to a reporter the other day who told me that she got maybe one or two questions into President Biden that he responded throughout the entire administration because he was so uninterested in talking to the press and so just unavailable to the press. And so, you know, the White House says over and over again that they're the most transparent administration in history. That's their claim. But I would say, as a reporter who's covering this administration, it is true. We have so much access to the president. We have tons of access to administration officials when they go out to do their news hits on Pebble Beach, and we can chat with them afterwards, to Caroline Leavitt. And so it's pretty cool. We can run around here like a conservative Republican Disneyland and have access to all these people who run our country. And I think it's an honor, and I think it's a lot of fun. But I find it really disingenuous when these reporters are trying to say that, you know, there might be something wrong with the president. President Trump is very available. He's running all over the world, engaging on all these deals. And maybe you don't like his politics, but let's just be honest about the fact that he is doing just fine, and we should not be dishonest about that.
Yeah, I think that's very well said. Mary Margaret Olihan with the Daily Wire speaking with us right now. I also think it's very key that the dilution of that core group of mainstream media by bringing in maybe smaller entities like the Daily Wire, but with very strong, powerful audiences, people who are engaged, people who want to have their questions answered. And, you know, I've heard your questioning before. You've asked some tough questions of the administration, and the administration should welcome those tough questions. But to pretend that there is a 50% of the country out there who didn't choose this man to be there, that there are conservative voices, there are conservative perspectives, there are even some like conservative curious people who don't need to see the Jim Acostas of the world making his moment in the spotlight by accosting the press secretary at these briefings like the first term. Talk a little bit to me before we let you go about welcoming the Daily Wire in. You mentioned the Daily Caller, one of your colleagues there. Just the presence of alternative media sources there in the White House with you.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, look, journalism is so incredibly important, and that's why it makes me so happy to see a number of journalists that I have grown up with in conservative media now in the White House, especially the Daily Wire. I'm our first White House correspondent, and we worked hard to be here. But, you know, we're not just here asking questions. We're here writing stories every single day. We do video reporting. We do news reporting. We are doing everything. And so our journalism is incredibly important to us, and we're grateful that we have access to the White House, and we're hoping that in the spring we get a seat in the briefing room. We think that we deserve one, and it would be really cool. But we are here as a member of the media to cover the White House and to show the American people what's going on. And I have a number of friends who, like I said, I grew up with in conservative media around D.C. They're all working hard, and we're all in here trying to do the same thing. And I think, you know, we deserve support from the public. When you see us and you like what we're doing, let us know. Encourage us, because there's not that many of us hardworking journalists that are trying to bring the truth to the American people.
Yeah, you could do a whole lot with a little bit of resources. And Mary Margaret, we're glad that we were able to talk to you today here about these important topics. We know you got to get back into the White House and do your job. We're grateful that you do it. We hope you'll come back with us sometime soon.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Take care. Bye-bye. Mary Margaret Olihan, the White House correspondent for The Daily Wire. I wasn't going to put her on the spot because I can't imagine that she would remember me being a visitor in the White House press room. I'd have to be like, I was the one who was there. I was kind of quiet. I told you you could stand in front of me. It was fun to watch the angling in the press room when I was able to visit at the end of April. And it's a cutthroat environment. She was talking about hoping that they get a seat. All of the seats that are in the press room, they have plates at the foot underneath the seat that indicate what outlet, whose chair that is. So Politico always sits in the same seat. Now, Politico will probably have their main White House correspondent, but if they send somebody else because that person has the day off, then the Politico reporter of that day sits in that seat. And, you know, a lot of the entities like the Daily Wire or maybe the Daily Caller, individuals who are newer to the press room may not have a seat, a go-to place in that room where when they show up, they get to walk in and they get to sit in their seat. What they have to do is what I had to do when I went to the White House, which is you have to get there early. If you want to get to the front of the room and not be buried in the back, you have to get there early and you just stand and wait. It's like showing up for Black Friday. You got to get your spot in line and you got to get there fast. And when she talks about hoping that they get a seat, that would allow her a little more flexibility on her presence in the press and in the press room, but also her ability to be easily identified by Carolyn Leavitt or whoever may be initiating that press conference on any given day. The president is supposed to speak from the White House soon. You're supposed to be talking about, what is it, fuel? They're going to deregulate some fuel regulations or something like that.
I have not seen what he's supposed to be talking about
yet. Yeah, like I said, I read that statistic that for every regulation that this administration has added, they have removed 48. They're 48 to 1 right now.
I like that.
In deregulating. Yeah, their goal was for every 10 that they got rid of, they could add one.
Under promise and over deliver.
Yeah. I hope it doesn't get super, super regulatory towards the end. We're like, we got some runway here that we can take up. All right. Let's get Ryan back in here. We're going to watch for the president to speak and see what his announcement is. We want your thoughts as well on the YouTube live chat poll. How do you feel about the Trump administration's area of focus right now? Do you think it's just right? Or do you think it's too much foreign policy? Too much domestic policy, or you can vote. I have TDS. I gotta go peek and see if anyone voted for that. We'll be right back.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
still taking just because you can.
Welcome back. What do you think about Mary Margaret Olihan?
I liked the interview that you did with her just now from the Daily Wire.
Did you listen to it?
Yeah, most of it.
I didn't get.
I didn't get to hear the very beginning of it.
Why not?
I was
in the bathroom again.
I was in the bathroom. So if you want me to go into more detail, I can, but didn't think you would.
About the interview?
No, about the bathroom.
No, I want zero details. I don't even want to know you go to the bathroom.
I do. And often.
The show is a wild ride. It's like a roller coaster.
Hope she's still listening.
I'm sure that she's like, I'll be in the Oval Office in just a minute. I got to check out this show. And right now she's saying, bad decision.
Not sure I should have done that show.
Tim Walz, you mentioned that being a key story that you noticed while you were over your Thanksgiving extended break. They took in money for kids who are autistic and money to feed poor, impoverished, hungry people. And then they sent it overseas to Somalia. How are they going to get away with this? The left just has dreamt about manufacturing some type of scandal like this that would involve Donald Trump.
Gosh.
Even if Donald Trump like had lunch in 1985 with somebody who was involved in a scandal like this.
Oh my gosh, I know. The level of fraud across multiple states. I mean, this is a big story. It's an individual thing. But the stuff, not to change the subject, but the stuff about the SNAP benefits, Brooke Rollins, the agricultural secretary, is trying to get just basic stats from 21 blue states that won't send her anything.
So she said, then you don't get your benefits.
Yeah, but it's to root out fraud of the system.
And they're like, aren't really comfortable with that.
I don't know if we want to root out fraud in our system.
We're pretty connected to the fraud.
Yeah, we kind of like it, is what they seem to be implying. It is everywhere, and it is encouraged by our government, by our leaders, most of them Democrats. It is so disgusting that any one of these stories in a different era in our lifetimes would be bombshell news. But this stuff is happening, and it's just like, yeah, Tim Walz was, misallocating money on purpose for a long time, and a lot of it.
The Fox News report... I got to sign in to read that. That's both bogus. Tim Walz has been called out by the Washington Post. It's not looking good for you, Mr. Walz, Governor. What a goob. I mean, let's stop. Wait, okay. Billions of dollars in fraud. Yeah, that might make some people go, well, I'm not so sure about him now. But I mean, it took you this long.
There's just so much fraud and waste. And he came out and did a press conference. And these things are so embarrassing. They're so embarrassing when you know the facts. But they're banking on people not really knowing the facts about it. And he just goes out and he goes, well, we're open to the federal government helping us find fraud. But that's not what Donald Trump is trying to do here. He's clearly, he loves the fraud.
Doesn't he always look... It doesn't matter what the topic is, where he is, the location, the stage, the size of the event, anything. He always looks like he just got caught.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
He always kind of looks like this. I mean, you look like my 4-year-old when she found the Halloween candy and I walked into the kitchen and saw you in the pantry. And she looks at me and she goes, I'm sorry. I'm like, you have a conscience, kid. I'm proud of that.
It's a weird place to be in America where our values as political parties, that's not the ultimate reason, but for political purposes, our values are so different that we can overlook horrible, grievous offenses by our own party.
I'm saying our priorities, to try to be inclusive, but I don't think... I have a lot of friends who are Democrats, who I love, and we have the same priorities. Mm-hmm. The things that emotionally charge us and move us are different. And I just feel, I don't know that if this is offensive, and I'm sorry if it is, but I just feel like people on the left, you need to just toughen up. You need to not be so easily emotionally persuaded. Because there's a lot of, how many times have you had a conversation with somebody and it gets, you know, they're mad about something. It's the obvious, whatever the current, I don't know, hoax is probably too big of a word, but it's whatever the soup du jour of the Democrats is at the moment. And it might not be big enough to like be labeled a hoax, but they're mad about this, they're mad about that, whatever. As soon as you push back in any sort of measurable way that would at least maybe not completely prove them wrong, but justify an alternative point of view, they immediately talk about something else. But what about fill in the blank here? And then you hopscotch all around the it's like the Google trending words of Democrat politics. They just hit all the places and they never stay around one topic too much to like iron it out to where at the end of that conversation, they may feel more resolved in their opinion and perspective because they iron sharpens iron, talk to you, and you gave your conservative based perspective on the issue, and you realize, well, I see how you see it that way, but I don't, that's not where I'm coming from, and this issue affects me in a different way than it affects you, and I feel even more strongly about my position. Those conversations never happen with people who are super emotionally driven by the left. And I am looking for a Democrat who can articulate pro-Democrat party policies without talking about Donald Trump. It can't be done. They're too listless in the Trump derangement addiction that they have that they can't quit it. They need another hit, and the hit is enough. It validates everything. Until it wears off, and then they need another hit.
Well, and that's kind of my point, is that a Democrat in Minnesota, come the next election, whenever that is there for governor, they're going to be forced to confront all this fraud, because it'll be in campaign ads if Tim Walz runs again. They'll know about it. They probably know about it now. And they'll still say, you know what?
I wonder if Omar wants to be the governor.
I know billions and billions of dollars was not just wasted, but deliberately used in fraud by the governor. But you know what? He's still better than the other guy. That's how. That's what it's amazing to me. That the AG race in Virginia just now. I know he privately talked about killing his opponent multiple times and their children, but he's better than the other guy. No, he's not. You're confronted with these things and you're still deciding that you're that far apart from a Republican. Mm. That's what amazes me.
Democrat Minnesota Governor Tim Walz from Fox News isn't, quote, helping himself by refusing to take responsibility, end quote, for the welfare fraud that occurred in, quote, plain sight, end quote, during the COVID-19 pandemic in his state. This is according to the Washington Post editorial board today. You're cooked, Governor. The Justice Department announced new charges last week against the 78th defendant in the Feeding Our Future fraud scheme, which prosecutors say involved more than $250 million in stolen funds from a federally funded child nutrition program and has already resulted in over 50 convictions. It's not like they're sniffing around the possibility of fraud. It's there are people with convictions right now. So then the question is how far do these tentacles reach? And who knew what and when? Those age-old questions. Many of those charged come from Minnesota's Somali community. The editors, this is the Washington Post editorial board. The editors wrote, quote, the governor is not helping himself by refusing to take responsibility for the welfare fraud that happened in plain sight during the pandemic. Residents, mostly of Somali descent, targeted established Medicaid programs. They opened fake food distribution centers and autism centers to funnel resources away from the neediest. The numbers alone made clear what was happening. Folks, you will hear Democrats go to their grave shaking their fists in the sky about Trump University. And this is going on in Minnesota right now. And the guy who was in charge during the whole process was the VP pick for the Democrat Party. How is this not a part of the conversation last year? How is this new information? And then you look at, I think it's the Minnesota DHS account on X.
Yeah.
They're like, hello,
yes.
Anybody, please look at me. I have something to say. And it's just not broken through till now. How is it even possible?
Yeah, it's amazing. They've been trying to, I think they tried to do it the right way, where they said, wow, this is awful. Mm-hmm. We're going to alert the people in charge to make sure they know, although it looks like they should already know, but we're going to make sure they know.
They know.
And they alerted them.
Yeah.
And they were not only ignored, they were almost then reverse targeted for what they were doing, and they went, uh-oh, nobody's helping us. What are we going to do? Yeah, and then it blew up.
They said as whistleblowers, they were targeted for reprisal by the Walz administration.
More from the editorial board. Quote, autism centers in Minnesota grew by 700% between 2018 and 2023. Once it became clear how much welfare money was available for the taking, funding increased by 3,000% from $6 million to $192 million. Funding, remember, that's taxpayer dollars. That's money that comes out of the taxpayer's pocket and goes into the system and goes to these fake food distribution centers and autism centers, which didn't even exist, which is why I said they were fake. No reasonable person could possibly believe this money was addressing a real surge in autism, yet attempts to flag strange trends went unanswered. The editorial board pointed to Walz's appearance on Meet the Press on Sunday. This just happened. When he was pressed on whether he wanted to take responsibility for failing to stop fraud in his state. This is Governor Tim Walz's response. Well, certainly I take responsibility for putting people in jail. Governors don't get to just talk theoretically. We have to solve problems. And I will note, it's not just Somalis. Here comes the defense of the minority community in Minnesota. Minnesota is a generous state. Minnesota is a prosperous state, a well-run state. We are AAA bond rated, but that attracts criminals. Those people are going to jail, and we are doing everything we can, but to demonize an entire community on the actions of a few, it's lazy. Mm.
My gosh, what a despicable person.
Oh, I'm going to go back to what I said earlier, a goob.
Yeah, he's that too. But, he always painted himself kind of as a goob. This is malicious.
Yeah, maybe the goob is a ruse. Maybe it's the veil.
I tell you what, you just got an hour podcast called The Goob is a Ruse. That's the name of this hour.
I can't stress enough how much the name, the headline of the podcast has to make people interested enough to listen to the podcast. They have to know what it's about. The Goob is a Ruse, they're going to think I'm talking about you.
If you saw Goob is a Ruse, you wouldn't go, hey, what's
that? I would not give 40 minutes of my life.
I got to find out.
To find out who the Goob of the Ruse is.
You could say the Goob is a Ruse, Tim Walz malicious whatever on this, and then people would click on it.
I could.
Goob is a Ruse, Tim Walz malicious whatever.
All right, that's it.
That's not it.
Malicious whatever.
I'm about to get malicious. We need to go to break. 8 minutes ago.
There we go. That's going to be a great hour. This one's going to break records for downloads. I'm telling you right now.
I'm annoyed. We'll be right back. Your voice is soft
like some. Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This sounds like the Lilo and Stitch version of a Christmas song.
I love this song, though.
I know.
It's one of my favorites.
Really?
It's one of my favorite Christmas carols.
Ethan.
If you want to put it that way.
Ethan came in here yesterday, and what is the song called?
Mary's Boy Child.
Mary's Boy Child. He's like, do you really like the song Mary's Boy Child? And I'm like, what song is that? And he started singing it. Did we lose it? He started singing it sort of like this.
Okay.
And he's like, Ryan either really loves it or hates it. I can't remember which one it is. He remembered that.
Oh, that's good.
And so he saved it for you today.
I appreciate that, Ethan. He didn't care if I hated it, though. He was going to play it either
way. He was saying he thought it was one of your favorites.
It is. It's so happy. I like really happy, ridiculously happy songs. I also like really, really weirdly scary, sad songs.
All Ethan did yesterday was appreciate you.
Oh, thank you.
I bashed your name.
You what?
I bashed his name.
I'm not going to go back and listen to the podcast. I will today, though, this hour in particular, because it's going to have a great title. But Mary's Boy Child is a great song.
So you do like it.
Yes.
Yes. He said it. I didn't say anything. And he came on. He goes, oh, I love this song. He was so immediately
happy. I remember that
from
last year.
He did that for you.
It just makes me happy when I hear the song. You know, it's not just because it's a fun, happy song. It's a good Christmas song. But it's about eternal life. I love songs that are about the bigger perspective of life.
Christian songs?
Yeah. I mean, that brand of Christian song, I guess.
Hopefully they're all about that.
Well, you know, there's different focuses. You can have ones that are more worship.
Wouldn't that be foci?
I don't know. Can you look that up, Ethan?
What was the word? How would one spell that?
Can you look up foci? Thank you.
Careful how you spell it.
F-O-C-I.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
And put Christian.
You know what? I'm going to hold off.
It's going to advertise him a cream.
This is a company computer.
Foci Christian.
It's radio. Company computers and radio. There's always an explanation.
Right, yeah. Or we're doing something on air. You went to that website 1,500 times overnight?
For like 18 months, we had to report on Hunter's laptop.
That's right. That was nasty.
And Ryan kept going, Steve, it's for work. It's research.
Whenever I had to do that research, I was just sitting there kind of rocking back and forth going, Mary's boy.
That's blasphemous. Please.
No, I was trying to get it out of my head. I don't want to look at this, but I got to do it for work.
Foci? Foci. So the C, I'm getting text messages. Focuses would be foci. The C would be a, whatever you call this, sound of a C.
Foci, oh, this relates back to our previous segment, Minnesota Center for Glass Arts.
Are they well-funded?
Well, they are not-for-profit, so probably.
I
need you to find the address of this place, and then I need you to Google map it and see if it's an actual building. Wouldn't that be funny if we
discovered this in this random segment? Wait a minute. This isn't even real.
How do you go about picking the music? Ethan picks the music for the show every day. What's your process? Is it just turn and burn and get it done, or do you think hard on it?
I actually put more time into this than I probably should.
Because you choose to.
Yes. Yes. In the past...
Somebody on the show should have that attitude.
Yeah, because it ain't me. Brad does.
Everybody but you does.
Everybody,
Ryan.
But me. I'm just here to have some fun.
That's where the magic happens, Ryan.
Ooh, man, this place is a glassworks place, but it's actually just a warehouse, so
don't besmirch them.
I'm not. I'm just telling you what I see.
Ethan.
Investigative reporter Ryan Wiggins. In the past 6 months or so, I started adding like the last dates that everything had been played. So because I found that when I first started picking the music, I just picked my favorite songs. And then I just like kind of ignored the ones that I didn't know. Full disclosure here. Forgive me. Now, though.
And you're 20 years younger than we are. So
now I, like I said, I go through like and I pick the, I go based off of how long ago it's been played so that I have a good like of everything that is in our music folder, which it's a lot. There's probably 1,000 songs in there.
Yeah.
I have a good mix and I'm trying to do a little bit of older stuff, a little bit of newer
Every
stuff.
Every once in a while, Ethan will come in and be like, that's really a great song. And
yeah.
By the Cranberries.
Yeah. I was like,
yeah, you guys ever heard this?
I've heard that one before.
You
but like,
listen to
I don't know,
voice.
It's called that.
It's magical. I don't know why it doesn't get any play.
Ethan, can you get us some Temple of the Dog for tomorrow?
What?
Some what?
Yeah. I'm going hungry. I'm going hungry.
Is this the same band as the Doofenshmirtz from the last time you guys
No, it's a super band. It's a super band. It was both just, Pearl Jam and Soundgarden.
Just imagine Ryan driving to high school with his frosted tips and puka shell necklace singing that song.
Dude, if
you
I ever looked
frosted,
like that.
You had never had frosted
you're,
tips.
You're exactly
no,
right, Andy.
No, you did hated you, those people.
I hated that crap.
You hated Chad.
I did, but now I appreciate him more.
You should, because he's one of us. We're on the same side.
You're right.
Did you ever have long hair?
I did for my sophomore year of high school. I had
How
a skater
long was
cut.
It?
It was down below my ears.
Can we see photographic evidence of that?
I can try to find that.
Bob?
It might take me a bit. Oh, yeah. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob, can you get me a sophomore era picture of my high school years, please?
Don't confuse it with the college sophomore year.
I like the idea that my dad is just sitting there listening to the radio like, yeah, looking it up right now, Ryan.
Look at it.
Let me see if I can. Here we go. Click, click, click. All done.
Bob.
God, my son was ugly.
Bob. Well, the other day when I needed my parents to go pick up my kid because he was stuck in a snowstorm, they were not listening.
You just said it on the radio?
Oh, you weren't here.
No.
It was 12:51. And I mean, they were doing what they were, because it's a high school, so kids are going to have to drive home in this. And they decided we need to let these kids start making their way home before it gets worse. I got a text at 12:51 that they were closing school at 1:10.
We need to do this more.
And my 15-year-old son not having a ride home. So I was calling my parents, like, trying to do it on the break, but I wasn't getting a hold of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kept calling them while I was on the air and had the ringer up there. No. I got
text
messages.
I mean, literally,
messages.
Like, speaker, yeah. Like, the ringer into the microphone.
I got text messages from friends. They're like, hey, does Charlie still need a ride? It was 45 minutes later. I'm like, actually, yes.
That's great. We need to do this more. Use the radio broadcast for personal reasons.
Yeah.
Much more. Hey, I'm trying to sell an armoire right now.
Can somebody pick up some milk?
Yeah. An armoire.
I got an old Canucks jersey I need to get rid of. Just little things like that that you could message me about. And look, I'm looking for top dollar. I'm
Market,
not going to lie to you.
Marketplace yes. AF. We'll be right back. Don't go away. This is your other favorite Christmas song.
What is this? This is cool.
I left Oklahoma, driving in a Pontiac.
I think I just sent this one to him recently.
I haven't heard this one.
Chris Stapleton radio on Sirius XM.
This is Chris Stapleton?
No.
That makes me mad.
No.
Oh.
No. Why would that make you mad?
I don't know, because I didn't know that I liked Chris Stapleton and I liked the song.
Does it say Don Williams?
Yeah.
You don't know whether you like Chris Stapleton or
I don't
not?
Think that I do, but I thought, oh, I like this song.
How
do
you, I don't have any respect for you in anything.
How do you?
With the very little that I had.
Wow.
Like
Chris Stapleton?
I just don't connect with it. I'm not saying he's bad. I just don't really like it.
What don't you like about it? He's so talented.
I don't know. Whenever I hear the songs, I don't dislike them. I just don't like them.
He's such a good vocalist.
When was that song made right there?
Couldn't tell you.
That sounded like it could have been made anywhere between 1995 and 1975.
Tulsa Time by Don Williams. Released 1978.
Well, I gave it a wide enough window.
What did you say?
1995 to 1975.
That's a good vibe.
That's a cool
so
song.
So sad that you don't like, I feel like you're missing out. It's not my job to make you like it, but wow, Chris Stapleton, he's the best.
I'm willing to revisit it. But
oh, you want to talk about music with soul.
I'll give it a try.
I want to, well, gosh, maybe I'll punt this to the 2 o'clock hour. I want to talk about kids and cell phones. Your oldest is 11, 10, 12?
Yeah, both twins are 11.
11? And are they close to 12?
About halfway there.
They're halfway there. like in your mind, are you holding out to give them phones for a particular time in your mind? You're like, okay, right now we're trying to get to this point.
No, there's not a particular moment, but we're definitely not giving them yet phones yet.
Who's more strict and stringent about phone access, you or your wife?
I would say my wife originally, but now I'm on board, and sometimes I'm more strict about screen time and stuff in general. But she's the one that leads it.
Screen time's not all bad.
No, no, it's not.
I mean, there are a lot of times where you could be on a screen and it could be productive.
Yeah, a lot of school is done with screen stuff now.
Do you like that?
No, I don't love it. But we got to do it. It's the way it is.
Yeah, we were previously in a situation where education was like there were very little screens involved in it. And I really appreciated the fact that you had to learn how to do things the non-digital way.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, I have realized that there are skills that they need to learn that they're going to have to use in high school. My son said that their freshman year at the Lutheran High School that they go to, there's a class and it's just basically like computer concepts. But you learn how to use, it's not Word anymore, it's Google Docs. Everything is Google. But Google Docs is Word. It's all the same
it's
properties.
Just word processing.
But, you know, you learn how to maneuver through it and shortcuts and all that stuff. Like, that's a really important skill to have. And it's a difficult balance to educate your kids on the way of the world. We grew up with math, like not ever being able to use our calculators. You're not going to be carrying a calculator with you. In fact, I don't even have to have a calculator anymore. I can just send ChatGPT a picture of the problem and it will tell me how to do it or just what the answer is.
Exactly. I think I'm entitled to throw poop on my old math teacher's front porch now.
It's
and
poop
light
again.
It on fire.
It's poop again.
Yeah, I don't know why I am, but I would like to do that.
Did you say again?
No.
did I say that?
I think you did.
Did you?
I think everything I said was ridiculous, but I did not say again.
Have you done that? There's a math teacher out there somewhere who's had poop on their porch, never had you as a student, but now they're wondering if they did.
It's because you said that about calculators in 1994, you dummy.
I think it was my 9-year-old asked me one time, like, because I told her she's got this beautiful curly hair and I told her she needs to condition it or whatever. And she's like, what does conditioner do? And I'm like, it goes on the hair to make it silky and smooth.
Why? Stop looking at me, Swan.
Quit looking at me, Swan. It's just like, how do you... I mean, I started laughing at her. She was maybe a little concerned that I was laughing at her for asking a stupid question. And I'm like, it's a fantastic question. Anyway.
That was a dumb debate anyway, because shampoo is obviously better. You can't just use conditioner.
Do you use conditioner?
When I'm in a hotel.
Why?
Because it's there.
Because it's free.
Yeah, it's free. Ooh. Make my hair kind of puffy.
No, that's not what it does. It's the opposite of that. You're using things you don't even understand.
That's true.
Just because it's free?
It's free.
It's like
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.